Tens and hundreds of millions of oysters used to grow naturally in the Great Bay Estuary, but disease and pollution have wiped out most of them. That has, in turn, been bad for the water quality in the bay. Oysters are filter feeders and eat algae and other organisms that are harmful to the Great Bay's ecosystem. Today, oysters are being farmed in the same brackish water that they grow in naturally, where rivers and ocean tides swirl together and form unique and rich habitats. The 8 oyster farms in New Hampshire are in Little Bay, which is one step closer to the ocean than Great Bay. And on the dock of Great Bay Marine, there's what looks like a little raft tied up. We get close, and you hear the hum of a water pump. This is where Fat Dog Oyster Company is based.
So it all begins right here.
And this is Jay Baker. Until recently, he worked as an environmental regulator in Massachusetts. In what can only be described as a daring career change, he left his cushy desk job to jump headfirst into New Hampshire's nascent oyster farming industry. His new job is a different kind of animal.
This year we've added this nursery system. It's called an upweller. Is it running?
No, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem?
Yeah, hang on a sec.
In this upweller, which is kind of like the aquaculture version of a hothouse, 1.5 million baby oysters are getting nutrient-rich water pumped right into their little filter-feeding mouths, as long as it's running.
If it's any consolation, it was making noise when I first walked out here.
Huh, so you broke it.
It's just a stick in the pump, and Baker's partner, Alex Boeri, a biology major fresh out of UNH, finds it after a moment.
All right, we're good. Welcome to oyster farming. Seriously, it's very important that runs, and that's why I don't sleep at night.
While the oysters are growing, they're filtering the water for free. Then, when they're full grown, Baker and Boeri can sell them to wholesalers and restaurants. The cleaner water is just an added perk. This year, they're hoping to bring their first crop to market. 3 years ago, those oysters were tiny like the ones at this upweller. Boeri scoops up a dab on the end of his finger.
And when we get it, it's 1.5 millimeters, so it looks like pepper flakes. Everybody calls them pepper flakes.
So that's probably, I don't know,
couple thousand oysters, easy.
Now, after 3 years of constantly washing mud off the mollusks, cleaning seaweed and pests out of the cages, and moving the oysters from cage to cage, these two hope to start making some money. It took somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 for cages, seed oysters, and to lease the water from the state. But once they hit full production, which is another couple of years away, they hope to gross more than $250,000 in sales each year. Subtract the expenses, divide by two.
We think we can make a good living doing this, but we're probably not going to be retiring at age 50 either.
It's not that far away for you.
That's right.
Oyster farming is a lot like regular farming. It's hard work, repetitive, risk from bad weather and bad crops, but when it all goes right, totally rewarding. And there are a lot of hopes pinned on this industry. Ray Kaniski works on oyster reef restoration for the Nature Conservancy. He says water takes about 30 days to slosh its way out to the ocean through Great Bay and Little Bay.
To filter within that amount of time would be about 90 million adult oysters. So that's a major target for restoring that amount of benefit to the system.
The work the Nature Conservancy does has restored about 15 acres of oyster reefs in the Great Bay. At 200,000 oysters an acre, it would take a lot of reef restoration to get to 90 million. But with their cage system, farms like Fat Dog Shellfish can pack 2.5 times as many mollusks into an acre. Kaniski has been crunching some numbers, and he figures if New Hampshire can get up above 100 acres of oyster farms, coupled with restoration and the remaining natural reefs, 90 million oysters is possible. But right now, there are only 25.5 acres of farms.
We got a chance here, and this is part of the solution.
The only problem? Oyster farmers are already running out of space in Little Bay. Oyster farming can't happen too close to marinas, mooring fields. It can't overlap with spots where lobster pots are set or where eelgrass is growing. Oysters can't be farmed where it's too muddy, too deep, or too shallow.
A lot of what we were doing when we were looking for a place to farm is going out with that yellow pole and just poking the bottom. We have poked the bottom of this bay for many, many days.
In other words, it's tricky to find a good spot. A 2012 study estimated the theoretical max is between 16 and 31 new 3-acre oyster farms, or up to 93 new acres of cultivation. But even that is probably optimistic.
I will tell you that there's probably no way we would ever see a full 16 farms in the available space in Little Bay right now.
Chris Nash regulates shellfish farms with the DES. He says prospective farmers who've been searching for new sites have been saying that most of the good spots are all gone.
Maybe the depth's not quite right, or the substrate is too soft, or, you know, there's a bunch of lobster traps that are always there, and or there's a mooring field or something like that.
That means folks hoping to get closer to that magic 90 million oyster number that could totally filter the Great Bay will need to think of another roadmap for how to get there. That could mean either a massive increase in the amount of work being done by nonprofits to restore low-density oyster reefs, or by giving farmers more space. Bob Rowe, the executive director of the East Coast Shellfish Growers Association, says something that many environmentalists would call blasphemy. Maybe oyster cages should be allowed on top of eelgrass beds, the foundation of the estuary's ecosystem.
If we're being entirely honest, we don't really love the eelgrass because it's eelgrass. We love it because of all the habitat value it provides. But the shellfish gear does it better. We remove nitrogen. We stabilize the bottom. We provide habitat.
Another big restriction is that the Great Bay is currently closed to any aquaculture because it's a national research reserve. Whether to open the Great Bay hasn't really been discussed in any serious way. And while some aquaculturists might be fans of the idea, the environmental community is more cautious. Here again is Ray Kaniski with the Nature Conservancy.
So we actually are focusing our restoration efforts in Great Bay. So that's the game plan in that system. That's not to suggest that it might not be suitable for farming at some point down the road or be a good place for that as well.
So for the time being, oyster farming and the incredible oyster density that it offers has some more space to grow, but not a whole lot. Just how big it gets will depend on how many farmers can make it work. Baker and Boeri of Fat Dog Oysters just finished giving a tour to someone who's interested in exporting their product to Asia.
That sounds exotic and lucrative, doesn't it? We'll see how that goes.
While there are 7 other farmers in New Hampshire, just one of the others makes a full-time living at it. But that too may change. Other nearby states, Maine, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, have seen huge growth in oyster farming in recent decades. In tiny Rhode Island alone, it's ballooned into a $2 million a year industry. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.